Masechtas Sota, Daf Yud, the last line of Daf Tesam Beis, and the Mishnah on Daf Tesam Beis continue to discuss the concept of Mida Kneged Mida, and it stated that Shimshon Halach Acha Einav, Lefichuch Nachu Plishtim Es Einav, because Shimshon followed his eyes, and he had Taiva, and he went and married women from Plishtim, and Mida Kneged Mida, the Plishtim were able to gouge out his eyes. And being that the Mishnah mentioned Shimshon, therefore the Gemara continued and discussed the Psukim and Shoftim that discussed the story of Shimshon, and our Gemara continues and discussed the Pasuk in Shoftim, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Hei, where the Malach comes and gives a Besura to Shimshon's mother that she will have a child who will be a Shofet and he will help Klal Yisrael fight against the Plishtim. And the Pasuk states, Kihina Harav Yalata Ben, Umayr Layala Reisha Kinezir Alakim Yir Hanar Minabatan, Vuhu Yachal Hashias Yisrael Miyad Plishtim, that you will become pregnant and you'll have a child and you'll make sure that a razor doesn't go on his head because he will be in Nezir Alakim, and immediately upon his birth, he will have a status of another Shimshon and he will be the first Shefet that will have success against the Plishtim, and he'll be able to save Klal Yisrael. And since the Pasuk uses the Lashon Vahu Yachal, so therefore, Amar Abcham Rabchina, and we continue on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Huchal Shvuasi Shel Avimelech, that the reason why Shimshon could go and battle the Plishtim was because the Shvuah that Avimelech and Avram made with each other was broken, as although Avimelech caused Avram to make a Shvuah to him, to Chsiv, as the Pasuk states, Va'ata Yishav Ali Balakim Heina, in Tishka Li, Lunilu Nechti, Kachesa Shasisim Cha, Tasu Yimadi, Ve'im Ha'aretz, and even though they made this treaty, however, that treaty was bottle, as Rashi says, Loshon L'Yachal Devari, that this Loshon that the Torah used in Shoftim is based on the Loshon L'Yachal Devari, that a person should not profane his words, but Shimshon was no longer bound by the Shvuah, L'fi Shehem Avru al Shvuah Tchila, because the Plishtim were already over on the Shvuah, and they started battling with Klal Yisrael. Even though this Shvuah seemed to have been only with Avram, as well as his next generation, and his grandchildren, as the Pasuk says, and some explain it, Lav Dafka, and it means to say that for all future generations. However, the Mashon Daf Tesam Beis points out that it must be that Avimelech's grandchild was still alive, and that's why, if not for the fact that they already broke the Shvuah, then Shimshon would still be bound to the Shvuah. And Angamar continues and dashing the Pasuk in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk of Da'al and Shoftim that states, Vatele Isha Bein, Vatikre Shemai Shimshon, Vayigdal Na, Vayivarcheu Hashem. And the Mefarshim explained that it seemed that based on the godless of this child and when he grew up and he was already Bar Mitzvah, at that point it was a specific bracha that came to fruition. And the Gemara asked, but Ma Baruchu, what was this bracha? Amr Bihudam Rav, Shabaruchu Ba Amosai, that he had bracha, Be'oisei Makim, Amosai Kibnei Adam, that even though his Amma was the same size as everyone else's and like a normal human being, however, Zari Kenachal Shaitiv, he had this special bracha that his Shechba Zera was like a rushing stream. And since Shimshon's mission was to go and marry or have relations with the Plishtim women in order to go and infiltrate, therefore, this was a special bracha that he required in order to fulfill his mission. And Ayum Rashi, but Ma Baruchu, that is something that increases and you find great sustenance. That we never find that Shimshon became rich and therefore must be referring to a different bracha. And Rashi says, for what he desired, that's what he had a bracha. And the Gemara now continues and goes to the end of the story of Shimshon, where Shimshon was captured. And the Pasuk states in Perek Tazayin, Pasuk of Ches, Shimshon calls out to Hashem, and he says, Hashem Elikim, Zachrenina, you should remember me, Chaskenina, and you should strengthen me, Acha Pamazah, Ha Elikim, at least one more time, V'inokman Kam Achas, Mishtei Inai, Miplishtim, and I should be able to go and carry out vengeance for the Plishtim who knocked out both my eyes, and at least it should be vengeance for one of my eyes. And Amar Rav, and Rav states, Amar Shimshon Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shimshon said the following in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, Zecholi, Esrim Shana, Sheshafati Yisrael, you should remember for me the 20 years that I judged Klal Yisrael, V'leimati Lechemem, I never told any of them that you should take my stick and move it from place to place, meaning I never took Shoichad and I never asked Klal Yisrael for any favors and I judged them in the proper way. And Rashi says that Shimshon is that this should be my schar v'achas me'enai tenli b'nekamazu b'oil mazer v'schar acheres l'oil haba, and the schar for my other eye should be l'oil haba. And the Ben Yoyada points out that over here Shimshon was actually asking a favor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu since he was a Shoifet, and people might say that the reason why they blinded his eyes was because the Torah states that a sheikh ya'aver Chachamim, and maybe people would say that he took Sheikhid and that's why he became blind. Therefore, Shimshon asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show everyone that he's still together with Shimshon, and Shimshon still has the Siyata Dishmaya, and that the reason why he lost his sight was not based on Sheikhid, but based on the Gemara that stated before that Shimshon was Holach Acha Enav, and that's why in this Pasha, Shimshon specifically said, in order to show that he never asked Klal Yisrael for any favors, and certainly he didn't take Sheikhad. And the Gemara continues and goes back to Perek Das Vav, and when Shimshon went and destroyed many fields of the Plishtim, and the Pasuk states, Vayelech Shimshon, Shimshon went, Vayilkoi Shlesh Me Ashulim, and he captured 300 fox, and Vayikach Lapidim, and he took torches, Vayifin Zonav El Zonav, Vayosim Lapid Echad Ben Shteaz Navis Kvatavach, and then he went and he attached torches to these fox, and they ran all over the place, and they burned up multiple fields of the Plishtim. And the Gemara asked, Maishna Shualim, why did he go and specifically take fox, if fox are very hard to capture, and therefore why did he bother taking fox? He should have taken any other animal. So Amrab Evil by Nagdi, Amrab Chiba Abba, Amr Shimshon, Shimshon say that as follows, Yabbe Shul, Shechoiz Lachurv, I will specifically use a fox in order to send a message that a fox is an animal. When it's attacked, it doesn't turn around and run, and instead it backs away from its predator, for Yipara, and I'll pay back, but Plishtim, Shechazim Shuasan, from the Plishtim who backed away from the Shua that Avimelech made with Avram Avinu. And the Gemara continues, Tani will enter Baisa, Amrab Shimon HaChassid, being safe from Shimshon, Shishim Amahaya, the width of Shimshon's shoulders was 60 amish. Shenema, as the pasuk states in Perek Tzayin, Vayishkav Shimshon Achatzi Alayla, the Shimshon slept until half of the night. Vayakob Achatzi Alayla, and he got up in the middle of the night. Vayachas Bedalsi Shariir Uvishtei Mezuzais, and he grabbed hold of the gates of the doorways of the city of Aza, as well as onto the two doorposts. Vayisoim Imabriach, and he carried them together with the crossbar. Vayosom Alksefav, and he placed it on his shoulder. The Gemiri, and we have a Kabbal, the Indalsis Aza Pusis Meshishim Amah, that the smallest doorway of the gates of the city of Aza was not less than 60 amis, and since the pasuk tells us that Shimshon carried this on his shoulder, it must be that Shimshon's shoulders was 60 amis wide. And Ben Yoyada states that certainly his shoulders were not 60 amis wide, as if so, in proportion, he would have to be 200 amis tall. And Ben Yoyada states that the pasuk just coming to teach us that how strong Shimshon was, that even though the doorpost was 60 amis long, he was able to hold it on his shoulder, and even though it's very hard to do so, because when holding something which is very wide, even if it's not very heavy, it's very difficult to balance. But Shimshon was able to hold that, and it was not difficult for him. Gemara continues, and Dashon the Pasuk in Perek Tzayin, after Shimshon was captured by the Plishtim, Vayachzu Plishtim, Vayinaku his Enav, and they poked out his eyes, Vayuido Isa Azaza, and they brought him to Aza, Vayasu Ben Achstayim, Vayitoichim Vesasurim, and they chained him, and they put him in shackles, and he was grinding while he was in prison. Gemara states, Omer Bechron, Ein Trina al Lashon Avera, that this Lashon Trina refers to a Avera, that he was actually Mizana. Mechainu Oiman, the Pasuk in Eo states, Titchan La'acha Ishti, Valel Yichrin Achrin, my wife will grind for another man, and strangers will kneel over her. And Rabbi Yechon teaches Melamin Shekolach of Echad Heviloyas Ishti Lebeis Asurim, that every Plishti brought his wife to the jail, Kadeshitis Abimenu, in order that his wife will become pregnant from Shimshon, and they will be able to have children like Shimshon. Some of the Farshim explain by the fact that it says, Vahi Teichin, it's Mashma, that Shimshon was doing so willingly, as if he was actually doing Trina, and this was against his will, then it should have said, Vetachin Lahem, or Vinasin Lelitchain. Others explain by the fact that Torah says, they were Teichin Bebeis Asurim, so we dash in as if it says, Vahi Teichin Bebeis Asurim, and he was doing Asurim at that moment. Amra Papa, Papa says, Hainu Da Amri Inchi, this is similar to what people say, Kamei De Shasi Chamer Chamra, in front of someone who's a drunk, there will always be wine, Kamei Refuka Gardia Duvla, and in front of a gardener, they will always find vegetables, and therefore, in front of Shimshon, who was someone that was Holachacha Enav, therefore, it was arranged for him that even in prison, he was able to find women to have beer with. And this is based on the cloud that Bederach Shadim Reitz Alelich, Melichna Isai. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon call Mizana, if a man is Mizana, Ishta Mizana Alav, and then as the Pasuk says in Eov in Perek Lamed Aleph, Im Nifta Libi Al Isha, Val Pesach Rei Yerafti, if a man will ever seduce a woman and he will go and lay in wait by his neighbor's door, then the Pasuk states in the next Pasuk that if a man does so, Uksiv Titchan La'acha Ishti, Val Leal Yechon Acherin, then this will cause that his wife will grind for another man and strangers will kneel over her. If a man is busy with large pumpkins, then his wife will be busy with small pumpkins, meaning to say that it will be busy with the same concept, and if the husband is Mizana, then the wife will be Mizana. And Mefarshim explained that this has to be a one-way concept, and it's only if the man is Mizana, then his wife will be Mizana, as if this cloud would work in reverse, and if his wife is Mizana, that means that he will be Mizana as well. The Mea Marim will never work, as in every case that a Sait is Mizana, certainly her husband was also Mizana, and then it'll come out that he wasn't Naki, and therefore the Mayim Marim will not work. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon states, Shimshon Donas Yisrael, that Shimshon judged Klal Yisrael during the time that he was a judge and a shofet, kavim shemayim, on the same level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning he was done emes lamitai. And we learned this out for the pasuk in Vayechi by Be'echas Yaakov, where Yaakov states, Don Yodin Amoy, that Don will judge his nation, ke'achad, and even though over there it says ke'achad shifti Yisrael, however we put the comma by ke'achad, Be'echad explains that Don, who's referring to Shimshon, will judge Klai Yisrael, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is called Echad. And the Gemara continues, V'amar Be'echad, Shimshon al Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra, that Shimshon's name came from the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shinam, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ki Shemesh U'mogen Hashem Elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a wall and a shield for Klai Yisrael. The word Shimshon comes from the Lashon of Shemesh, and the Gemara therefore asks, El Me'ata Lo Yimacha, if the word Shemesh in Tehillim is actually referring to one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'chayu should be asa to erase that name of Shemesh, and if you do so, you should be Oivan Mechikas Hashem. Some explain that the Gemara's question is on the word of Shimshon, that every time that it says Shimshon in the Torah, you should not be able to erase the word Shimshon, since it comes from the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While the other point out that certainly the Gemara would not be asking such a question, since Shimshon is definitely not the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore the Gemara would not be asking such a question. But the Gemara answers, Ela Me'in Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word Shemesh is not the actual name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the Issa of being Mechikas Hashem would not apply to the word Shemesh, and it's only a descriptive word for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shield for Klai Yisrael, and therefore Shimshon was also called by that name, and it's teaching us Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Megan Akolan Kulei, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts as a shield for the entire world, and Av Shimshon Megan Medoyer Al Yisrael, Shimshon also was a protection for Klai Yisrael during his generation. Rabbi Yechon continues, Bilam Chiga Baragli Achasaya, Bilam was lame in one leg, Shinema, as the pasuk states, Vayelech Shafi, that after the donkey pushed him against the wall, he was walking with a limp, Shimshon Chiga B'shtei Raglafaya, and Shimshon was lame in both his feet, Shinema, as the pasuk in Vayechi states, B'negeya Yaakov's Brachas Shvifan Al Yerech, that Shimshon was compared to a serpent who slithers on the road, and the Lashon of Shvifan is as if it says Shefi, that he was a Shefi twice, and therefore he was lame in both of his legs. The Pashas, based on the strength of Shimshon, it would seem that he wasn't lame during his lifetime, and only at the end of his lifetime, when he was captured by the Plishtim and he was put in shackles, at that point he couldn't walk, and therefore he was considered as if he was lame. However, Ayin the Achreinim, who are definitely mashma, that he was lame even at an earlier period of his lifetime, Ayin the Ein Yaakov specifically, who discusses this. And the Gemara continues, Tarnar Banu, we learned, Chamisha Nivru Me'ein Dugma Shel Maila, there were five people that were created similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even though the Pashas would seem that the Gemara is comparing the characteristics of these five people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, I think the Pshat is Me'ein Dugma Shel Maila, they were created with extra milas, and therefore they were similar to the sample of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Dugma of an Adam in this world is, of course, Adam Rishon. Regarding these characteristics, they were on such a high level, like Adam Rishon, who was the greatest and the most perfect human being, because he was created by the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bekul and Lakubhan, and all of their downfall was based on this Maila, Shimshon B'Kaychay, Shimshon had great strength, and that was his downfall. Shaul B'Tzavari, Shaul we know, was Meshichban L'Maila, he was taller than everyone else in Klai Yisrael, and his downfall was when his sword pierced his neck. Avshalom B'Sairi, Avshalom's hair was his main attribute, and his downfall came about through his hair. Tzidkiyah Be'enav, Tzidkiyah HaMelech, was through his eyes, and Asa Braglov, and Asa, who was also Melch Yehuda, who was actually prior to Tzidkiyah, he actually had his downfall through his legs, and that was his main attribute. And Rashi tells us, B'negei Tzidkiyah, and B'negei Asa, Lo Yidana Menolon, D'Nishtana L'Shevach, that I'm not sure where we know that they actually had these great attributes, B'negei or Tzidkiyah's eyes, or B'negei Asa's legs. El Kach Shalom Rabbi, this is a Kabbalah they had from their Rebbe. I am the Ben Yehuda who brings that since Tzidkiyah made a cave where he was able to escape from Yerushalayim, and he created these underground tunnels, and it was very dark in there, and by the fact that he was able to navigate in the dark, it must be that his eyes had special powers. The Gemara now goes through the downfall of each of them. Shimshon B'Kaychay D'chsiv Yasa Kaychay Me'alav. Once he told Delilah his source of his strength, and she cut his hair, so he lost his strength. Shaul B'Tzavari D'chsiv, as the pasuk states, when Shaul died, Vayikach Shaul Secher Vayapulah, that Shaul took his sword and he fell on it, and the standard place where a person falls on the sword is in the neck. Avshalom B'Sairi could be Malim Kamon, as the Gemara will discuss later on, that Avshalom's hair got stuck in the branches of a tree. And Tzidkiyo Be'inav, Tzidkiyo, his downfall was in his eyes. D'chsiv, as the pasuk says, Ves Eini Tzidkiyo Iver, that they blinded the eyes of Tzidkiyo. Asa Braglav, D'chsiv, as it says, B'negeya, Asa HaMelech, Rakla Isik Nasei Cholas Raglav, at the end of his lifetime, he had a terrible ailment in his feet. V'om Rabbi Yehudam Rav, and Rabbi Yehudam Rav explains, what was the ailment? Shachsosu Pedagra, that he had this ailment called Pedagra. And Omalei Mazutra, Breda Ram Nachman, Ram Nachman, so Mazutra, the son of Ram Nachman, asked his father Ram Nachman, Hechidarim Pedagra, what is this ailment called Pedagra? Omalei, and Ram Nachman explained, Kemachad B'Basachai, it feels like needles that are going into a person's live flesh. The Gemara asked, Mino Yoda, how did Ram Nachman know exactly what Pedagra was? Ikad Amri, some say, Mechish Havichoshbe, he actually had the sickness. Ikad Amri, and some say, Mirabi Shamalei, that he had this Kabbalah from his Rebbe, and similar to the Gemara Gemara that we had on Daf Dalet Amud Beis and the Ikad Amri, and others say that it's based on the Pasuk in Tehillim that says Soyd Hashem Lireyav Ubrisa Loydiyam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gives special Siyata Shmaya and special Ruach HaKodesh to those who fear Him, and He tells over His Torah, which is called Bris, to the ones who want to know Him. And the Gemara continues, Darsh Ravam Pnei Ma Nenesh Asa. Why was it that Asa had this great Einish? Pnei Sheasa In Gaya B'Talmid Chachamim, as He inscripted the Talmid Chachamim into His service. Shinema, as the Pasuk states, Vam Melech Asa Shmias Kol Yehuda E Naki. And the King Asa went and drafted all people in Klal Yisrael, and there was no one that was exempt from this draft. My Enoki, and what does it mean that no one was exempt? Amar Yehudim Rav, Afilu Chosin Mechadre V'Kalam Mechupasai, that even a Chosin from his room and a Kal from a Chuppah would be required to go and serve Asa if he required a Chosin Kal to do so. Therefore, the Rishonim explained the Kolshkin Talmid Chachamim, certainly he required Talmid Chachamim to go and serve him, and since the Talmid Chachamim are considered Amude Olam, and they are the pillars of the world that the world stands upon, therefore, Mida Kenega Mida, his Oinish was in his feet. And Rashi says, by the fact that it says Enoki, so therefore it's referring to Chosin and Kala, as the Pasuk states, Benegea Chosin, Noki Yiel, Beisai. And the Gemara continues and goes back to the beginning of the story of Shimshin in Perek Yudalad and Shaiftim, where the Pasuk says, Vayir Shimshin Timnasa, Shimshin went to this town called Timnasa, Vayar Ishbe Timnasa, and Beis Plishtim, and he saw this beautiful woman, Timnas, who was from the daughters of Plishtim. In this Pasuk, the Torah states, Vayir Shimshin Timnasa, that Shimshin went down to Timnas, the Ksiv, and the Gemara compares this to the Pasuk of Vayishiv, Benegea Yehuda, where it says, Vayugal Samalema, Hine Chamech Oilu Timnasa, Logos Sinai, they fallen laws coming up to Timnas in order to shear his sheep. And the Chayor by Shimshin, it says, the Lashon Vayerid, he was going down, and Benegea Yehuda, it says he was coming up. So Amar Blaza, Shimshin Shinaskana Bok Sibba Yehuda, so since this was a downfall of Shimshin, therefore it says the Lashon Yehuda, Yehuda Shinas Alba, and Yehuda by this action, we eventually came out, and he was Zeicha through this action to have Nevi'im and Malachim that came out of him. So therefore, Ksibbe Aliyah, that's why the Torah uses the Lashon of Aliyah, showed that this will cause him an Aliyah. And Rabbi Shmuel Bar Achmeni Amar, Shtei Timnei Yisrael, he says that we can't learn anything from this because there are actually two different places called Timnas, Chada B'Yerida V'Chada B'Aliyah. In order to get to one, you go down, and in order to get to other, you go up. Rabbi Papa explains, Chada Timna Havai, there's actually only one place called Timnas in Eretz Yisrael, the Asim Ha'Gisa Yerida, or the Asim Ha'Gisa Aliyah, and it depends from where you're coming from. It was on the side of a hill, and therefore, if you're coming from one side of the hill, you're going upwards. However, if you're coming from the other side of the hill, then by the time you get to the peak of the mountain, then in order to get to Timnas, you have to travel downhill, Kagoin, and this is similar to the towns that we're familiar with, of Vadinu, Beibari, Vishuka, Dinarish. And Rashi explains, Ayoris, Hain, Hayoshvis, Pishipur, Harim, these are also cities that are situated on the slope of a mountain. Now that the Gemara mentioned the story of Yehuda and Tamar, the Gemara continues to dash in that Pasuk, Batesha, Pesach, Einayim, and Tamar positions herself by the fork in the road, and Amar Alexandri, Milabi, Shahoch, Vyashvula, Vipiska, Shalavram, Vino, by the fact that it says, Pesach, Einayim, so therefore it teaches us that Tamar went, she sat by the place where Avraham Avinu originally had his tent, and that was the opening of Avraham Avinu's tent. Makom Shekolin Ayim Seifes L'Reisai, and this was a place where tourists used to come in order to see the place that Avraham Avinu lived. And Rashi states Mitzapes L'Reisai Sheherigilu Neskabel Sham V'Lalon Vayichavu Aleim. This was so beloved by them that they kept coming back to visit it, as this was the place that Avraham Avinu was Machlis Erch and gave them place to rest and provided Achil Shtia and Lina. And Reb Chanan Omer Rebbe. Reb Chanan says over the name of Rebbe that we actually don't learn anything from the words Pesach Einayim, as Makom Hu Sheshmo Einayim, there was actually a place called Einayim, and she sat at the fork in the road by Einayim, V'cheinu Oima, and the Pasuk in Yeshua actually says that these are places in Eretz Yisrael, as the Pasuk states, Tapuach Hari Einayim, when the Torah is listing the different places in Eretz Yisrael, which were part of Yerushas Eretz Yisrael, the Torah lists Tapuach and Einayim. The Gemara continues, Rav Shmuel Bar Achmeni Amar, Shenosna Einayim L'Divrei Kishetava, that when she was Tavei Yehuda, she opened up his eyes when he asked her different questions, and she was able to convince him to come and have beer with her. And as Rashi says, Dugmo Pesach Hetan Nosnal Atzma Sheina Veir B'Dava. The Gemara continues, Amar Lo Yehuda said to Tama, Shema Nachrisat, maybe a guy. Amar Lo, she said to him, Gyeris Ani, I'm a Gyeris. And he asked her, Shema Ishzishat, maybe an Ishzish. Amar Lo, Pnuyani. And she told him, I'm a Pnuya. Shema Kibba via Kedushin. Maybe your father accepted Kedushin for you, and therefore I'm also to you. Amar Lo, she said to him, Yisema Ani, I'm actually Yisema. Shema Tmeyat. Then he said to her, maybe a Tame in your Nida. Amar Lo, she said back to him, Tayrani, I'm not a Nida. And Rashi explains, when she responded, I'm Yisema, and I was a Ktana, and therefore, even though I was married at one point, but my mother and my brother married me off, and therefore that was not considered a Nisuyin Deraisa. Therefore, I'm not really your daughter-in-law and your mutter to me. And Rashi points out, although in Bereishis Rabbah it says that Tamar was the daughter of Shem, however, our Gemara is being chiluk on that Bereishis Rabbah because it can't be that she would have been the daughter of Shem, and at this point would have been a Ktana, as Shem died when Yaakov Avinu was 60 years old, and at this point Yaakov is already over 110 years old. And L'chair, according to our Gemara, it's Pashit, why Yehuda would be able to have relationship with her, and there was no issa at all. However, based on that Bereshis Rabbah, and L'chayr, she was a G'dayla, and therefore her marriage to Erev Ha'inan were proper marriages, and if so, how could it be that Yehud had beer with her if it was his daughter-in-law? And that's why they explained that this was a Maisa of Yibam, and prior to Matan Torah, the Maisa of Yibam was not only done with a person's brother-in-law, but it was also done with anyone that was a Karev, and the closest relative would do Yibam, and therefore Yehuda was doing an act of Yibam. The Gemara mentioned Avram's tent, and the Gemara continues, as it says in the Gay Avram's tent, Vayita Ishel Be'er Sheva, they planted an Ishel in Be'er Sheva, and Amar Reish Lakish, Malam Shasa Pardis V'Notar Be'Kol Minim Megadim, that teaches us that Avram Avinu planted an orchard, and he had different types of fruits over there. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia, however, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, Chad Amar Pardis, one says Vayita Ishel means that he created an orchard, V'Chad Amar Punduk, and one says that he created a hotel. And the Gemara says, Bishlein L'Mandam Pardis, Hainuk Sivayita, according to Mandam that says it was an orchard, so it makes sense why the Tariq says Vayita Ishel as he planted an orchard, El Mandam Punduk, but according to Mandam that says it was a hotel, Mai Vayita, what is the Lashon Vayita? And the Gemara explained, Kir Siv, as the Pasuk states in Daniel, Vayita Ali Apadnoi, that he planted this palace, and even though over there it's talking about a building, it still used the Lashon Vayita, and therefore the Lashon Vayita can apply to a building as well. And Rashi says that the reason why he had this orchard or he had a hotel is Lahanis Avram Vishavim, is in order to give Tahana to those who were traveling. And Rashi states that even though the Lashon of Eshel makes sense as a tree, what does the Lashon of Eshel have to do with a hotel? And Rashi says, because the Lashon of Eshel is Netrikanu, Achil Ashtia Levia, and some say Achil Ashtia and Lina. And the Gemara continues that Pasuk B'Nege Avram states, Vayita Eshel Be'er Sheva, Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem Kel Oilam. And Amri Shlokesh, Rish Lokesh teaches us, Al Tikra Vayikra, you shouldn't read the Pasuk as if he said that he called it. And we continue on Daf Yoram Beis, El Bayakri, that Avram Avinu caused others to call Hashem. And Milami Shehekri Avram Avinu, L'Shmei Shalakash Baruch Hu, B'Pek Kol Oiv B'Shav, that Avram Avinu caused others who were traveling to call out in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ketzad, and what is the story? La'ach L'Shach L'Vishasu, Amdu L'Varuch Hu. After his guests ate and drank, they got up in order to be Mavarach Avram Avinu. Amal Lehem, V'chi Mishliach Hatem, so Avram Avinu told them, did you eat from me? Mishel El Kei Oilem Hatem, you ate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoidu V'Shivchu Baruch Hu, L'Misha Amar V'Hoi V'Hoilem, you should bench and you should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one who said that the world should come into being. And the Ben Yehuda points out that the three words that the Gemara uses of Haidu Vishibchu Baruchu are remnants to the first three brachas of Birchas Hamazon. And L'chayr, the point that Avram made of L'misha Amar V'Hoya Olam is exactly the reason why we actually have Birchas Hamazon, as we know that the Pasuk states Hashemayim Shemayim L'Hashem V'Aretz Nasan L'Bnei Adam, that the only time that a person has right to eat food is only after he realizes that everything comes from Hashem and he benches Hashem. And the Taisa Shans brings down a medrash Shalei Ratzel L'Varach Beretzayim, that they really do want to bench HaKadosh Baruchu Ad She'Amar Lahem Avram Paru Masha Chaltam, that you have to pay me for whatever you ate and whatever you drank, since he was in the middle of the desert and therefore it was expensive to have food over there, so he'd quote them an exorbitant price. Avram told them, either you could pay me or you could bench Hashem, and in that manner he forced them into making a bracha, and the Gemara now goes back to the story of Yehuda and Tamar, and the Pasuk states, Yehuda ki panel, and the Gemara asks, Mishum de chisla panel, because she covered up her face, chishvel zayna, therefore he thought that she's a zayna. L'chayr, the opposite is true, that a zayna would uncover and reveal her face. That the reason why he didn't recognize her was because she covered her face while she was in her father-in-law's house. And as Rashi says, and he didn't see her all the days that she lived in his house, and therefore he didn't recognize her. And the Bach adds in, even though that Yehuda actually thought that maybe this is Tamar, he still made a mistake and he thought it was a different person, because Tamar acted as a snua, and he couldn't believe that she would be a zayna. And the Gemara continues, Amr Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amr Rabbi Yenison kol kala she snua bebeis chamer, any kala that acts as a snua in a father's house, zeicha v'yetsu men a malachim and neviim, she will be zeicha to have kings and neviim. Minolan, how do we know this? Mitama, we learned this from Tama, as neviim dechsev, chazayni sheyeo ben amaitz, we know that a navi came from Tama, as we know that Yeshaya was the son of amaitz, malachim and David, and we know that kings came from her, because David came from Yehuda, v'am Rab Levi, and Rab Levi taught us, David zem, meseris b'yadenim, avasenu, that this thing is a kabbalah that we have from our forefathers, Amr to Amatzia Achim Havel, that Amr and Amatzia, who was a Melch Yehuda, were brothers, and since we know Amatzia was from Yehuda, so Amr was also from Yehuda, and therefore Yeshayahu ben Amitz comes from Yehuda and from Tamar. And as the Gemara Megillah teaches us, that not only was Yeshayahu a Navi, but Amitz was also a Navi, as any time the Torah mentions a Navi and it mentions his father's name as well, so be Yehuda, then we know that he was a Navi ben Navi. And therefore, of course, we see that she had kings as well as multiple Nevi'im, and not only one Navi, and that's why it says, Malachim, of course, refers to David as well as all his children, Shlomo, etc. And Nevi'im refer to Yeshaya as well as Amitz. The Gemara continues, he mitzais v'hi sholcha achamel leima l'isha she'el loya nechi hara v'atayma hakena l'miya chesem v'apsilim v'amata eila. When they saw that Tamar was pregnant, so they thought that she was mizana, and they took her out to burn as potentially she was a baskayin, as she was the daughter of Shem, as we mentioned before. And according to our Gemara, it would not necessarily be because she was the daughter of Shem, but it was other reasons why they potentially were putting her to death through the chiyuv of sreifa ayin ba'achreinim. And the lashon of he mutzais is mashmar that they found something, and the Gemara therefore asks he mutzais that why did the Torah use the lashon of he mutzais, which is mashmar that they found something, as the Torah should have been more clear and should have said he musutzais mibayle, that she was taken out in order to be burnt. And Amar Blaza, Rabbi Blaza therefore says la'achshenim su simanel, that this happened after they found the simanim, which refer to the simanim that Yehuda gave her in order to have a mashkin until the time they sent payment to her, and he gave her a seal as well as his stick. And the Gemara explains why did it have to be found, because Bosamor v'richkan, that the Sari Shlesev wanted to make sure that Mashiach would not be born out of this union, and therefore he kept pushing away these simanim in order that there should not be a raya, and in order that Thomas should be burnt to death. And Bogavril v'kirvan, and Gavril came to save Klai Yisrael, make sure that Mashiach was born, and he brought back these simanim, and Hayim d'chsev, and that's why the pasuk teaches us la'menetzeach al yoinis ilum rechaykim l'david michtam, that David wrote this kapitel talum regarding the dove who was quiet and was distanced, and this refers to Tamar who was quiet at the time that her simanim were distant from her and they couldn't find the simanim, and this was David that was writing this, who eventually will be born from this union and from this baby that was born from the beer that Yehuda had with Tamar. And as the Gemara states, Amar Beichla Mishosh and Srach Simana, at the time that his simanim were far away from her and she thought that she would go and be killed, Nasis Kiyoni Lemesh, and even though she was about to be killed, she acted like a dove who was silenced and she wouldn't say that she had beer with Yehuda. And this kapitel was written by little David Michtam, she yotzim men David, that David would come out of this union, shayim machvit tam lakal, that he was a onav, and as Rashi says, he was tam bedrachav. And Nava Acher and others explain, Michtam, the lashon of Michtam of David, refers to shayim makah hisay tamar, that oitzim makam of David, which generally has to be wounded by the bris milah, was never wounded, he was complete, shenolik shumal, because David was born with a bris milah, and therefore would never had a bris milah. And the Mefarshim explained that even though we know that the Gemara teaches us that David was concerned when he was in Beis HaMechitz that he didn't have any mitzvahs, and then he said la'menetzeach al-shminis, that he was thankful for his bris milah, and l'chayr, if he was no l'mol, they didn't even have the mitzvah bris milah. And they explained that certainly according to the mandamah that hold that even if someone's no l'mol, they have to have a dafas dam bris, therefore David did have a bris milah, and that's when he could say la'menetzeach al-shminis. And others explained that even according to the mandamah that holds that you don't need a dafas dam bris, however a person that has a milah, even though he was born that way, he's not considered oral, and that's what David HaMelech said la'menetzeach al-shminis, l'maisa, every moment that I don't need a bris milah, I'm not considered oral, that is considered a kiyum of bris milah, and therefore he stated la'menetzeach al-shminis. The Gemara continues, Dava Acher, another teretz, michtam, k'shem shev knusa hikdan atzma etzel misha galim men l'lum l'tayra, just like when he was young, and prior to becoming a melech, he was able to lower himself and learn from those who were greater than him, and kach begadlusa hikdan atzma etzel misha galim men l'lum l'tayra, even when he became melech, he was able to lower himself and learn from those that were greater than him. And the Gemara continues, v'hi shulcha chamel leima, and she sent to a father-in-law stating, l'isha she'el aloy anechi hara, I became pregnant from the one who these things belong to. And the Gemara asked, she was about to be killed, and why did she send such a riddle to Yehuda, v'teim aloy meima, why didn't she just say that I became pregnant from you? Amrav zutra batuvia, amrav, v'amri lo, amrav chana babizna, amrav shum chasida, v'amri lo, and some say, amrav b'yechim shum, amrav shum meichai, neich lo ilad, m'shiap la'atzim, tet kiv shana ish, we see from here that it's better for a person to have themselves thrown into a furnace of fire, v'al yavim plecha v'yir b'rabim, and he shouldn't come to embarrass his friend b'rabim. And minolan, how do we know this? Mitamar, we know this from Tamar. And Taisus at the top of the Amid points out from the Gemara and Bar Metzia that kol yardin gehenim ilin, that anyone that goes into gehenim will come out of gehenim, chutz b'shleisha, aside for three people, v'chad minayu hamal b'plecha v'yir b'rabim. And therefore, Tamar made a cheshbin that I'd rather be burnt in ilim hazeh for a moment than to be burnt eternally in ilim haba. And Taisus continues that it's mashal on Taisus that this Gemara should be taken literally, and actually a person should be required to kill himself prior to going and causing embarrassment to his friend. As Taisus points out, that the reason why it is not counted amongst the three different averis that are in and play pikuach nefesh, and there's a din of yarg val yava of avodah zarah gila ra'is shvichas damim mishum da averis habanas panim einim mifuresh b'tayra v'lein noked el averis mifureshes ayin Taisus. The Gemara continues, hakin na, the Torah states, hakin na, recognize these, please. Amar b'chav b'china b'haka b'isal avid b'haka b'sru. It's after they sold Yosef, they sent the ksenis pasim to Yaakov, and they said to him, Zois mitzano, hakina, ksenis bin chahi imloi. Therefore, at this point, Yehuda got an einish, and they said to him, hakina, lemia chesedas v'apsilim v'amata ha'ilah. And as the Gemara states, b'haka bisa, hakina, ksenis bin chahi, b'haka bisru, hakina, lemi. And the Gemara continues, it says, She was pleading with Yehuda on Relay. She said to him, "I'm begging of you, you should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'al talamenecha mimeni, and you shouldn't hide your eyes from me, and you should admit to what you've done." And the Gemara continues to dash in the following pasuk, "Vayaka Yehuda v'yayimah tzadka mimeni, kalkein l'nisatil l'shed l'bini, v'l'yosef oiv l'daita." And some anakaris, the next few lines, as this is brought in a different fashion on Daflam Vav and Beis, and it's mashma from Rashi that he wasn't gerus it because he doesn't explain these lines. And the Gemara explains, "Hayim da Amar Abchanan ba Bizna, Amar Abshim Chasida, Yosef Shekidu Shem Shemayim b'seisa," that since Yosef was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in seclusion and only Beinoy Lebeina, Zoch Vaisif Leisachas Mishpei Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, eventually was Zeicha that he increased his name with one letter of the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Chsiv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Eidus B'Yosef Samai, and referring to Yosef, they add in an extra hay which comes from the name of Hashem. However, Yehuda Shekidu Shem Shemayim v'Hesya, since Yehuda was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim v'Hesya, Zoch Vnikra Kula Shmei Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, therefore his name was called based on the full name of Hashem, as his name is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and only adds in an extra dalet in between. And the Mefarshim explained that it doesn't seem to be the similar scenario, as Yosef's name was only increased after he was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim b'Seisa, and by Yehuda, his name was always Yehuda, and L'chari has nothing to do with him being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim b'Seisa, Ayin Shem. And according to all, Agamar continues, Kivin Shehoida, once Yehuda was Maida v'Oman, he said, Tzadka, that she's Tzadekis, me many, and this child is from me. Yotze Baskel v'Omra, a Baskel came out and said, Ati Tzadda Tamu Shnei B'Nel Minar, that you just saved Tamar and her two children from being burnt in the fire, Chayecha, by my life, Shani Matzah B'Schusa, and because of B'Schus, I will save Gimel Menechem Minar, three of your children from the fire, Manin Yuchananim Mishol V'Azaya, and Hashem saved Chananim Mishol V'Azaya from the fiery furnace. And I know Mefarshim that discuss why the Gemara states to Shnei B'Nel Minar, that he saved two of her children, if L'Chari, they were also his children, Ayin Shem. And the Gemara continues, Tzadka Mimeni, that Yehuda stated that she is more righteous and this child was from me. And the Gemara asked me, "No yada, had Yehuda know that this child was from him, maybe this child actually came from another bia, as maybe she was Menazana another time." And the Gemara explains, Yasu Baskel v'Amra, that actually the Taitan of Pasuk is that Yehuda only said that Tzadka, that she was a Tzadikis, and then the Rabbeinu Shleilim actually had a Baskel that came out and said, "Mimeni v'Amra, Mimeni Yatsu Kavushim," that this was something that came from me, and I wanted this to occur. And as Rashi states, "Dvarim Alum, Shenigzu Mum Fanai, Shiyotu Mizum Lachim," that I caused this story to happen in order that king should come, the Efshalotzis El Yehuda, and we know that they only could come from Yehuda, as the pasuk says, "Gur Ar Yehuda Kfushim Zakrashis Divrei Seisa Gzeiras Hamelach," that this was a gzeira from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Kamoi Bahadik Kafshi the Kutcha Baruch Hu Lam Lecha, which was brought in brachas on Daf Yod. And the Gemara continues, "V'le Yosef Oy L'Daita," that Yehuda did not go and continue knowing her, and it's mashma that he actually never had further relation with her. However, we explain it that it actually means that he didn't stop having a relation with her, as once she knew that she's a tzaddikis, therefore he continued having beer with her, as the pasuk says, "Vayeda Adam Eschave Ishtai," and the lashon of Deya is referring to Bia. So Amr Shmuel Saba, Chamud Rav Shmuel Ba'ami, the father of Rav Shmuel Ba'ami, Mishmed Rav Shmuel Ba'ami, Kivin Shiyada, once he knew that she was a tzaddikis, Shilvay Pasuk Yumena, he never stopped being with her, and he continued living with her, and he actually married Tamar. The Gemara explains, Siv Hacha, that it says over here, B'negei Yehuda and Tamar, V'le Yosef Oy L'Daita, and V'ksiv Hasa, B'negei Matan Teret States, Kol Gadol, there was a great call, V'le Yosef, and it never ceased. And as Rashi says, Kivin Shiyada, once he knew, Shiyadaba, she's tzaddikis, that she's tzaddikis, Ulshem Shemayim Neskavda, so he never ceased having a relation with her. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Tesam Beis, which stated, Avshalom is Gar Besairei, that since Avshalom took pride in his hair, Lefikach Nitl Besairei, eventually is hung from his hair. Our Gemara discusses the rebellion of Avshalom, Tanar Banan, Avshalom Besairei Marad, that Avshalom rebelled through his hair, Shenem, as the Pasuk states in Shmuel Beis in Perak Yudal, and we will read the full Psukim of Pasuk Chafei and Pasuk Chavav, Uch Avshalom Loi Hoya Ish Yafa B'chol Yisrael, Lahal Ma'oid Mikaf Ragle V'akakadai, Loi Hoya B'mum, there was no one more beautiful than Avshalom, and from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head, he didn't have a mum. And when he shaved his head, and every single year he did so because he was a nazir oilam. He covered love. At that point, it became heavy. The gilcha v'shokel sarayshay masayim shkolim evan hamelach. At that point, they weighed his hair, and it was 200 shkolim based on the weight of the king. And the Gemara says, "Tanu, we learned a brayso evan shanshi tveri of anshi tzipari shaklim ba." This was based on the avanim that the people in Tveri and the people in Tzipari who had marketplaces the way their wares with lefikach nitl b'sarei, and the Mishnah stated, therefore, based on the fact he was miskar b'sarei, so he's hung by his hair, Shinema, as the Pasuk states in Shmuel Beis, in Perek Yudches, Pasuk Tes, and we read the full Pasuk, Vayikra Avshalom in front of Avdei David, and Avshalom called in front of the Avodim of David, Vavshalom Reich Baal Aparad, and Avshalom was riding on his mule, Vayyavid Aparad, Tachas Shevich Ola Agdela, and the parrot went under this great elm tree, Vayichazik Reishay Ba'ola, and his head gets stuck in the Ola, Vayitim Shemayim V'Aretz, and he was suspended between the heavens and earth, V'Aparet Asher Tachtov Ova, and the mule kept riding, and therefore Avshalom was left suspended by his hair. And the Gemara teaches us, Shakul Safsira Boil Miskei, so Avshalom took a very large sword, and he wanted to cut his hair, and this way he'll be able to remove himself from this tree, Tanav Yerushmal, and we learned in the Brice in Yeshiva Yerushmal, Ba'is Yishah, Rasa Gehenim Nifka Mitachtov, they saw Gehenim was split open under him, and therefore he was scared to detach himself from the tree, as he would fall directly into Gehenim. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Aleph, when David found out that Avshalom died, and the Pasuk states, Vayirgaz HaMelech Vayala Elias HaShav Vayef, V'Koyama Belechtoi, and David HaMelech said as follows, B'ni Avshalom, B'ni Avshalom, Miyut and Musi, Ani Tachtecha Avshalom, B'ni, and this Pasuk, David HaMelech mentioned the word B'ni 5 times, and in Pasuk Hey, the Pasuk states, V'Melech Lodes Panav, Vayizek HaMelech Kol Gadol, B'ni Avshalom, Avshalom, B'ni, and this Pasuk, he mentioned the word B'ni 3 more times, for a total of 8 times. Our Gemara asked, Hani Tamni Zimni B'ni Lama, why did David mention the word B'ni 8 times? And the Gemara explains, Shiva to ask him, Shiva Medur Gehenim, and his first 7 tefillahs removed Avshalom from the 7 levels of Gehenim. B'idach, and the 8th time that he mentioned B'ni, Ikad Amri, some say, the coveration of Gabi Gufay, that even though they decapitated his head, and his head wasn't together with his body, at this point, through David HaMelech's tefillah, his head went back to his body. V'ikad Amri, and others say, the Aisla Amad Asi, that through the 8th time that David HaMelech mentioned the word B'ni, so not only was Avshalom removed for the 7 levels of Gehenim, but it was even brought to Elam Haba. And Taisus points out that even though the Gemara Sanhedrin says that Brah Mizaki Abba and Abba Le Mizaki Brah, that father cannot help his son, and Taisus gives 3 terutz of V'yeh Shleima, Mishum Avshalom Notel Shalai B'Elam Hazeh, Shenar B'Misa B'Shuna, Ha'ilu like Tfilis Aviv, that since Avshalom had such a terrible Misa B'Shuna, and he had such a terrible Einish, therefore the Tfilis of his father was able to help him, V'oid Avshalom Le Ovid Avidis Kachavim, that since Avshalom didn't serve Avidis Zara, therefore the Tfilis could help, Inami Matzlemema, Hadam Abba, Loy Mizaki Brah, Hainam Mishum Kfeda Av, it's only based on the honor of the father, we don't hold back from enlisting him together with Shoyim B'loi Tefillah Avat Tefillah Me'elis for David Espalah Avshalom, and since David Davin for Avshalom, therefore this idea did not pertain to Avshalom, and we will stop over here.